is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the body that God prepared for himself to be able to step into time. The mystery of God. And so by the water side, Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist was baptizing. He too came in. Amen. To be baptized. As he came out of that water, the heavens opened. And the great creator of the heavens and the earth, the great eternal spirit, descended like a dove. He's not a dove. He's trying to use the characteristic of a dove to let you know his attributes for that purpose. He shouted, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." So that you can understand verse 15 of Colossians chapter 1, that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. For in him, Jesus, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. You say, Father, he did there. Son, he did there. Holy Ghost, he did there. The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. That's the reason why he gave him his name, Jesus. And from that day, he was telling the whole world, if you are looking for me, this is now his chosen place of worship. And everything in the Old Testament was speaking of the New Testament. And there was the Holy of Holies in the building of the temple that God himself created. And where the tabernacle was, where the Ark of the Covenant, where the glory of God manifested, it was separated from the congregation by a veil. By a veil. No man could enter inside there anyhow, because sin still separated man from beholding the glory of God. Because the perfect sacrifice had not come. So only one man, after he has sprinkled himself with blood, made atonement for himself first, he will enter there. One man, that is the high priest, that will enter into behind the veil and meet, offer sacrifices on behalf of the people. And then when Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice came, oh glory be to God, when he was hanging on the cross on Calvary, amen, the Roman soldier took his spear, amen, in John chapter 19, and pierced his side. When he did that, as he was piercing his side here, the veil in the temple was also tearing down from up down. What was happening is, they didn't know that the veil that covered the glory, the Holy of Holies, Jesus Christ, is that veil that covered God inside. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was no more in the temple. He had left the temple and come into a man, a body that he created. And that his body veiled the glory of God inside. And when that Roman soldier tore that veil, the veil in the temple also tore. And the Spirit of God that was inside of him was released. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the veil that covered God. Who is Jesus? When you say, if you see me, you see the Father. For the fullness of the Father is in me. Is it not the fullness? Therefore, who is Jesus Christ? Is the Lord God Almighty in the flesh. Nobody can say, you know, this is God. See him here. See his picture. Snap his picture. You can't get him. Amen. But when God wants to reveal to you, he reveals to you who he is like. He reveals himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes as fire. You want to see God? He came. He was the one that came on the day of Pentecost. In that upper room. In what form did he come? Tongue of fire. Amen. When Jesus Christ was coming out of the water in his baptism, hallelujah, How did God come like? Like a dove. Amen. He told Elijah to go and wait for him somewhere. And he was coming. God was coming all small time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Small time everywhere was shaking. He don't come. He don't see God. Another small time, he said, I wake God now after all this shaking. Small time again, it was fire. Everywhere was on fire. He look where he don't come, he don't come. He said, look where God did it. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Earthquake came, God did it. Small time, he sat down. What was it that confirmed God don't come? A still small voice. To tell you that if you want to see God, you see him in his word. You don't see him in any manifestations like that. Amen. The reason why he said no man can see him, amen, is because how will you describe the size of God? How will you describe his shape? Somebody understand me? His size. Amen. In Acts chapter 7, the apostle was describing there, making reference to the sun, that said, heaven is his throne, and the earth is what? His footstool. That is, when God sits in heaven, where does he raise his leg? Hallelujah. Imagine the size of that God. Amen. So how will you stop his photograph? A God that says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Is he here now? And maybe many other churches all over the world that may be having programs right now. Is he there with them? A man and his wife may be kneeling down somewhere now praying in their house. Is he there also now with them? Oh, glory be to God. So, what is the size of this God? How does his nose look like? How does his ear, his head look like? So how would you dare you say you saw him? How did you see him? That's why he said no one can see me alone. Because it's impossible to see him. He said, this last day, he God has chosen to speak to us by his son. So when the son has spoken, God has spoken. Amen. If you reject the Son, you have rejected the Father. Salvation is in him. Deliverance is in him. Redemption is in him. Life is in him. Judgment has been committed into him. He is all and all. That's why in describing who he is in Revelation chapter 1, he said, I am the first and the last. The Bible describes him as the Alpha and Omega. All the attributes of God the Father has been given to him.
Welcome to the Bright Voice.